Well, now finally we have Jessica Visioni with us on the line. As I said before, she's a wonderful filmmaker who has her base in Delaware County. Jessica, are you there with us? Yes.
Hello.
There. Yeah. Jessica?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, finally we are on the air. It's been tricky, but here we are. Jessica, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't hear Jessica. But I know yesterday you went to Wall Street. You couldn't resist as a filmmaker to go and see the images there. And then you went ahead and posted a video already in the internet. Can you tell us about what you saw there, Jessica?
Because, of course, you get the feeling that you're not getting the whole story when you see things going by from the mainstream media. So, you know, I figured the only way I'm going to really know what's happening is if I go down there myself. And I wanted to go down anyway, because I like the idea of this occupation. So what I saw was a really, a very kind of inclusive community, an encampment of several hundred people that was well-organized, that mainly a lot of young people, but there were people of all ages that were stopping by, maybe not necessarily sleeping there every night, but coming by to lend support, people from all over the country, and a lot of tourists. I mean, this is really on the tourist map now. In the afternoon, there were a lot of tourists coming down and taking pictures and talking to the protesters and the occupiers. But mainly, what I wanted to find out was, is it true that these are just a bunch of people, you know, just having a good time or out there for no good reason or disrupting, you know, the general public? And I found none of those things. I found a group that was pretty focused on the fact that they want to bring certain things to light. They want to get certain things out into the public forum. And I also saw a very well-organized structure that had been developed over the 3 weeks or so that they've been there, with all kinds of medic stations and food stations, media stations. They had trainings going on. Places to sign up for trainings. And then, you know, the other thing is, you know, the media likes to pretend that they're just party animals, you know, like they're just out there for the drum circles or, you know, to dress up as zombies. And that's, you know, that's just ridiculous. I mean, there's a lot of performance art that's going on. You know, if some of these mainstream media people want to tell me what exactly is wrong with that, I'd love to hear that. There were some Native American drummers that were there to protest celebrating Columbus Day. And then there were some other street entertainers. There were jugglers and just musicians around. And, you know, I mean, people are at an encampment 24 hours a day, and, you know, people have certain artistic talents that they want to express, and that's what they're doing while they're there. And it's pretty nice. It's
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was listening to the media times. I got the impression that some of the demonstrators or the occupiers of Wall Street are, in a way, moving to another park and leaving, going away from Wall Street. Is that what you saw? Are they moving somewhere else?
Well, I don't think they can move anywhere else. The thing that I learned while I was down there is that Zuccotti Park, where they've been encamped, is a private park. So the city cannot evict them or impose any curfews. If they decided to move to somewhere like Washington Square Park or, you know, something like that, the city can immediately impose a curfew and arrest people who stay beyond that curfew. In fact, when they marched to Washington Square Park on Wednesday, I think it was, they imposed the 1 a.m. curfew, but people were gone by midnight. They, you know, everyone had left. So right now, I don't think they're moving. They're moving in. There was some sort of a march today, but I haven't really followed what was going on. But I think maybe they're conducting marches to different parts of the city. But I think Zuccotti Park or any private park like it are the only places that they can stay and camp. And until the owners, I suppose, of Zuccotti Park object, they're going to be there. And I did read that somewhere in the media that the owners of the park were worried about sanitation.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because if you see pictures, you see a sea of things everywhere. And, you know, it's funny. I did not see any garbage. I saw a lot of stuff. People are basically living there, so they've brought their stuff with them. And, you know, people's stuff usually comes in big plastic bags, so I can see how it might look very sort of jumbled, and it looks like it could be garbage, but it's not. There's no festering garbage anywhere. There are people, you know, with brooms sweeping up that are on the sanitation detail. And one young gentleman explains in my video that they've worked out relationships with area business people so that people can go to use the restrooms. It's hard to believe that there's a sanitation problem there. I mean, they may have a stuff problem, but that's we all have that problem in our own home.
Well, watching parts of your video, I noticed also that the demonstrators are being supported. One of them goes ahead and says that they're receiving sleeping bags from people who come and donate them, or companies who come and donate them. So they're getting donations from different organizations, or who's putting some money there? Who's donating?
Well, I think that, you know, I didn't find out specifically who's donating things, but I know that when the encampment first started, people were calling area restaurants and having like pizzas delivered and stuff like that. So I think it's just an extension of that. People are dropping off supplies. The food, I never had time to eat because I just was shooting and had a camera in my hand the whole time. But the food looked beautiful. I mean, really beautifully cooked stuff.
Don't say that you make me want to go there.
I recommend anyone to go there and see what the vibe is like. And especially if you have young teenage children who, you know, are kind of thrashing around trying to figure things out, this is a great place for them to go and see and talk to people in outside of a milieu that they're used to. I mean, this is something really exciting that's going on, and I think if you can make it there to show support, you should. It would be good for you and good for them.
Do you sense that by talking to people there that it's catching up, that it's spreading to other parts of the country? Is that what the sense is around there?
And it is happening. I mean, on Facebook, there are many Occupy pages for different towns. In fact, here in my county, there's going to be an Occupy Delhi Day. I believe it's the 29th of October. I'm not sure exactly what space they're planning to occupy, but, you know,
Thursday is happening in Kingston, New York at 1 p.m. So I think the organization MoveOn.org or something like that is planning to do something like that in uptown Kingston. But yeah, I guess it's happening in your area too.
Oh, yeah, amazingly enough. I mean, we're not that densely populated here. It certainly won't look like the kind of encampment they have down in New York City, but, you know, any support is appreciated. I just wanted to tell you about one group of people that I met down there, a group of young people from Berea College in Kentucky. They had raised money starting almost a week ago. They raised $10,000 so that a group of them, 50 people, wanted to come down. Well, their administration felt, or their school felt, that it was too dangerous for them to come down, that it wasn't a stable situation, and they pulled their funding, you know, that they had raised. So they went out and raised money by themselves. They raised $5,000 in one day so that they could rent a bus and go down there. And it's really the high point of the video for me, talking to those young people about the struggle they went through to come there and how much they wanted to come there. And these are low-income students. All the students at this college received 100% tuition funding because they cannot afford to go to school. So it was pretty inspirational to see those kids going to those great lengths to try and do something to fix an economy that is hurting just those kinds of people. So it was a great experience for me. I am so happy I went down there and saw it for myself, and really felt energized afterwards.
I noticed that already some celebrities have come to Wall Street to show support. I know the Republicans are still condemning the demonstrators. What's the situation with the Democratic Party? Are they coming to see if they can get some members there? Did you see any politicians there?
I saw no political action happening. I believe that everyone is trying to capitalize on this in some way. Democrats, Republicans, they're all trying to latch on now. Now that they see that it's going to stick. They weren't lending any support before. It was apparent whether or not this would last beyond a few days, and now that it has, we're seeing everyone leech on, and it's kind of pathetic in my opinion. But I saw nothing happening there of a political nature, except for the political discussions that the people were having.
So people are talking about the issues. They're camping out there. They are venting the frustrations they have. And did you see some level of leadership or somebody coming out ahead of others and create committees or stuff like that?
Oh, they have a pretty widespread organization. And if you talk to anybody who's involved with the organization, they all say that no one is leading it. They're really trying to build an egalitarian type of structure. I imagine if I had the opportunity to hang out down there for a week or so, I would figure out where, the centers of power are. But it really does seem like everyone is working together in a very community-minded way, and they have there's a definite structure. And if you go down, you'll see it. And you'll see the different areas where people are signing people up for trainings, and people are working different kinds of booths. And there's a media section where there's even a library. They've put together a library down there. And I never got a chance to really inspect the library. But, that's how organized it is.
So you could just mingle with your camera and nobody will give you any trouble because you were videotaping around.
Well, I had gone down. I went down early, and my plan was to go down. I wanted to even get there earlier. I got there at 9:30. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get there when people were waking up and before it was a lot of action going on. And, I didn't see very many cameras when I got there, but by 1:30, there were so many cameras. I mean, everybody was videotaping, photographing. There were, every manner. There were big professional cameras.
It seems like the revolution is being televised.
Oh, yeah, at this point it's being televised, right? Yeah. Everyone's latching on. So, yeah, I imagine there's going to be a lot of stuff coming out of there now from all types of media and, all types of groups that want to disseminate information, because now it's being taken somewhat seriously, and it should be.
Yeah. Well, Jessica, tell us where can people see your video, the one you just videotaped yesterday?
Well, I have it on YouTube, and my channel there is JESVEC. That's J as in Joe, E-S, and then V as in Victor, E-C, and the number 1. And it's called Occupy Wall Street Mini Talk. And then I also have a Vimeo account, a Vimeo channel, and that's Vec Videography.
Okay.
And that's two words, Vec, V as in Victor, E-C-C, and then Videography. And it's right in, it's Occupy Wall Street mini report. It's there as well.
It's wonderful. I know you're doing great work. Not only for doing films with immigrants, doing films with Irene, the tropical storm that just passed by, and no fracking. So I know you've been around, and we want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here at WGXC.
Thank you for having me. It's really fun to talk to you, Antonio.
Likewise. And hopefully we have some chat later on. We'll have you back here in the radio in the near future, Jessica.
That sounds great. And have a great Occupy Kingston day.
Okay. Well, maybe you should come and film it.
Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could. This Thursday I can't. But if people actually camp out and they're there for a few days, I'll be down.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Adios.
Bye.